Page 38. Okay, I Can't See, by Bonnie Rennie. Editor's note, and speaking of our women's group, here's one of its members. What would we do without this fine publications committee member? Her contributions to the BC issue after issue are awesome. The poem below is in response to a frustrating situation that I, and probably other blind people, have experienced periodically. I strove for a civil comeback. Folks don't mean to be thoughtless and ignorant. They do not realize that their pity is our least valuable, least helpful commodity. No, I have not actually recited the poem in reply, the fewer words being more appropriate. I guess it's in the category of what I'd like to say. It would be interesting to hear what other readers say in a similar circumstance. Okay, I can't see. Some say, so sad that you can't see. But that simply seems so silly to me. The sights from sounds in symphony, so sensational not to be scrapped or scorned sincerely. I savor the songs, and seriously, there'd be no room to perceive them if I could see. Sultry shouting sea, squishy sandy shore, silent sheltering sunset, who could seek for more? The so-called secondary senses see how to celebrate life. Were I to see now, it would surely bring strife. So please don't say sorry that I can't see. Seek to set aside the shallowness. Love what my soul can see.